you're a close pal with Guy Kawasaki, or at least you know him well enough that you probably could call him at home and he wouldn't hang up on you. Guy is was the original Mac evangelist for the Macintosh world. I mean, that's sort of what he's known for, and in my eyes, he's been milking that for years and years and years. He's now running Garage.com. I saw an ad of theirs in the movie theater out here the other day, Garage.com. It was three phrases. I may not get them exactly right, but certainly this is what the intent. It was startup,
kick butt,
cash out.
Right. I've seen that too.
What do you say about that?
About that?
Startup, kick butt, cash out. It's so easy, Scott. All you got to do is startup, kick butt, cash out. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, well.
This is the Silicon Valley, where the streets are paved with gold. There are no women, but the guys are really smart. And you start up, kick butt, cash out. It's so easy. $1 million.
Think there are no guys.
Yeah. And they're close to right.
Because the guys are all working all the time.
Right.
Well, first of all, I think Guy, I really like Guy a lot. I'm a big fan of Guy. And, you know, he's got a new book.
He's always got a new book.
His new book now is called Rules for Revolutionaries. I have been reading it.
Right.
And it turns out, see, this is a big surprise to me, that Guy turns out to be a great writer. Because I knew Guy for several years before he wrote a book. And I did not picture him as a writer.
Right.
But he has the great gift of, he is a fantastic speaker, and I knew that. And he possesses the great gift, which is he writes like he talks. You know, when you read his writing, it sounds like him, uh-huh. and it feels like him. So when you see him in person, you know what a riveting, entertaining speaker he is. And he can transmit that into a book, which not everybody can do. You know, a lot of people can be engaging speakers, they can speak like human beings, and then they write something, and it says, wherefore I went to, you know,
right,
it's
right.
just...
It's very stilted.
Something's happened to them in between. And Guy has mastered the technique of avoiding that filter. So... I really like Guy a lot and think Garage is a very neat idea.
But one of the things that bothers me, I don't know Guy personally, so take that as you will. But that, of course, that doesn't keep anyone who has any opinion about the computer industry ever talking about anyone else in the computer
industry.
You're
the one who doesn't know Guy.
I am the one. Actually, I was the first person that was hired into developer services without being interviewed by Guy Kawasaki at Apple Computer, which I guess shows how the company went downhill at that point.
Right.
But the thing that's always bothered me about him is he used a classic 60s expression. He's an exploiter of the workers. He's the kind of person that goes out and, you know, really is heavily self-promoting, but isn't doing a lot of work himself. I mean, you're working harder right now, I would argue, you're working harder right now as program manager at Microsoft than Guy is as figurehead at Garage.com, knowing absolutely nothing about what's going on at Garage.com.
No, I think you've got the wrong impression.
Okay, well, let's set it straight. This is your chance. You've got the entire internet riveted to why that's wrong.
First of all, the best thing about Guy is that he is completely 100% what you see is what you get honest. I think that's probably what I liked about him in the first place. He was my boss for several years, and whenever I wanted to know the truth about anything, I would just ask him, and he never lied to me. He never withheld information from me. Sometimes there was stuff maybe he couldn't tell me, and he would say so. Yeah, there is something going on there, and I can't tell you about it yet. But he was wonderful to work for because of his honesty. You know, there's a Yiddish word that Guy uses, which is mensch. Guy talks about other people being a mensch. Well, he's a mensch. He would never say it because he is one.
Right.
That just means he's an honest man. He's somebody you can respect.
Right. A mensch is sort of a good guy.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
Yes.
As far as working, he works at learning the products that he's involved with, demonstrating them, selling them, promoting them. His work is maybe less tangible. Because you can't say, there's a line of code he wrote, or you know, there's a brick he laid on a building. But he works tirelessly at promotion and schmoozing and making relationships. He's probably the best person I've ever seen at making and keeping relationships. And he has such goodwill capital with people. When he started Aceus, and I was there with him, it was a chance to cash in on a lot of the favors that he had done for people over the years. Okay, when we were at Apple, and Apple was flying high in the mid-80s, and Guy was in charge of developer relations, Guy was in a position to do favors for a lot of developers. It helped the developer and it helped Apple. And he did it relentlessly because it was good for Apple and because he's that kind of guy who likes to help people. So suddenly we're at Aceyus, you know, we're nothing. Now we need help. And it was remarkable to see Guy call people up and say, would you mind doing this favor for me? Or could you help me in this way? And people were falling over themselves to help Guy out because Guy goes out of his way to help other people. And they helped him when he was at Aceyus, and I'm sure people are helping him now at Garage, but you know, he's built up a lot of good karma in his life by helping other people out. So that, more than anything else, I think is why people like to hang out with him. And I have run into a lot of people who do criticize him, similarly to the way you have, that he's promoting and you know, what has he really done, or what has he done lately? And I think he has had more and less productive times in his life, but he's never stopped being honest, and I don't think he's ever stopped working and trying really hard. Plus, I really admire that he sticks his neck out and tries things he probably has no business trying. He's not afraid to try it and see what happens. You know, he wasn't a writer. He became a writer just sort of out of nowhere.
Right.
Now he's the author of marketing and business books. That's really insane for me to think when he was this evangelist guy in the late 80s. Now he's practically a mainstream business author. So I am a big fan of Guy's.